Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, my precious audience, continuing the topic of the triunity of God. Of course, it's important to know that Trinity means three in the unity of one. We share that with our Muslim friends. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are one in essence, will, and nature. We as Christians believe in one God, eternally existing as Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Many of my Muslim friends tell me, Sammy, this doctrine of the Trinity contradicts itself. And they tell me, how can something be three and one at the same time? Well, part of my answer, biblical scholar Dean Halverson, I read his book, wonderful book, explains for a statement to contradict itself, it must both affirm and deny the same thing in the same respect. Are you with me? For a statement to contradict itself, it must both affirm and deny the same thing in the same respect. Does the doctrine of the Trinity do that? The answer is no, because the doctrine states that God is one essence, one being, and the three in person. Essence and personhood are different. Isn't that true? Essence and personhood are different. God is three in person, in that each person of the Trinity is distinct within the Godhead. God is one, in that each person of the Godhead shares the same self-existing essence and other qualities unique to God. And you can see this simultaneous distinction and sameness in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple, John chapter 1, verse 1. The first few verses are beautiful. My friend, the fact is, each person in the Trinity is called God, while each of the three persons within the one God performs specific functions more than the other two persons. Nonetheless, all three are continuously involved in everything together. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are bound together in such a close unity that the life of each flows through each of the others. Clearly, the Bible teaches that each of the three distinct persons is called God. First, the Holy Spirit is called God. Give you example. In the Gospel, Acts 5, verses 3 and 4, we see that the Holy Spirit is identified as God and also is seen as a distinct person. You can also read Acts 13, verse 2, John 3, verse 5 and 6, Romans 8, verse 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10, 11, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 17, 18. That's what the Bible clearly reveals. The Father, of course, is repeatedly called God. You can read 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, Galatians chapter 1, verse 1, Ephesians 1, verse 3, and 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6. And of course, Jesus is called God many times as well. Read Romans 9, verse 5, Titus 2, verse 13, Acts 20, verse 28, Matthew 1, verses 21 to 23. My friend, considering all the revealed biblical teachings on the nature of God, the clear conclusion is that there are three persons in the one Godhead. Okay? Each one of us is one finitely. God is one infinitely. Within the infinite realm of God, there are three distinct personalities, and they are named the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is what the Bible clearly reveals. Al-Ghazali is one of the most respected Muslim theologians in the history of Islam. He wrote, "How can the many be one? Know that this is the goal of all revelations, and the secrets of this science should not be penned down in a book. For the people of knowledge said, the unveiling of the secret of lordship is blasphemy." And he continues saying, "The thing can be many in one sense, but also can be one in another sense. And so, as man is many in one sense, if you look at his spirit and the body and limbs and blood vessels and bones and members, but in another sense, he is one man." Al-Ghazali said all these words I mentioned to you. Even the famous Muslim Imam Sharani acknowledges conventional plurality does not preclude essential unity. And he continued to say, "Such as the branches of a tree in relation to its root, or the fingers in relation to the palm." That's what he said, and it was written down. My friend, it is a fact that three can be in one. Through an experiment known as the triple point of water, it is possible for water, which is one substance, to exist simultaneously as ice, which is solid, steam, which is gas, and water, which is liquid. The sun consists of material, light, and heat. Heat and light will come out of the flame of the fire, right? Wherever there is a flame, light and heat exist. The flame, the light, and the heat are three manifestations of one fire. They are not three fires. I am sure you agree. My friend, the nature of certain things is plurality in unity, such as mind, thought, and speech are one, yet are distinct from one another. It is a fact that certain forms of plurality does not contradict unity. Okay? Of course, we cannot use material thoughts to try to comprehend the God who is a spiritual being. It is impossible to understand all the facts related to the infinite God through the forms of finite thought. However, the examples I gave you can give you an idea that three can be in one. My friend, the important thing for you now is to realize that what the gospel said about God is true. God so loved you, and he sent Jesus to pay the penalty of your sins. Jesus is God manifested in human flesh, and his sacrifice was sufficient to pay the penalty for all the sins of humanity. However, you benefit from Jesus' death and resurrection when you put your faith in Jesus, that he is your only savior, and when you repent, you can repeat this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. God, thank you for loving me so passionately. Thank you, God, for coming to earth to rescue me from paying the penalty for my sins. I believe in Jesus, that he is my Savior. And I repent, God. I don't want to live in sin anymore, far from you. I want to live according to your will. In Jesus' name, I pray. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to congratulate you, send you a free book. Rest of my audience, remember, we are one family, one team. And God brought us together to do something for him that none of us can do by himself or herself. No matter what your Christian background, we still God's family and members of the body of Christ. If I can be of any help to you, don't hesitate to contact me. I know many of you contacted me already, and we are able to do more ministry together. And if your church needs a speaker to equip the believers to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, let your pastor know. I will make every effort to come to your church. In Jesus' name we pray, God, use us, God, in a powerful way to help multitudes of people, including Muslims, to spend eternity with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God's peace with you.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.